A standing-room-only crowd filled Riodel City Hall to discuss the significant increase in water rates that the council will be voting on soon. The August 18th City Council meeting revolved around the water issues with over 3 hours of discussion that included past rate increases, infrastructure improvement needs, the Metropolitan Wells Project, and the anticipated 70% rate increase. Numerous attendees were not happy with the drastic increases being considered, as residents currently pay the highest utility rates in the area for water and sewer. It was also noted that water conservation due to the drought has resulted in lower revenue to city public works. An increase in sewer rates may be necessary in the future as well in order to make up for lost revenue. City Manager Kyle Knopp presented information on the 2005 water system project that was funded in part by loans from the state. The terms of the loan included the city funding the ongoing operations of the water system, raising rates if necessary to adequately maintain the new system. Despite rate increases over the years, the water fund has been running a deficit and infrastructure repairs have not been done. The city is hoping to apply for funding for the Metropolitan Well Project from the State Water Control Board, but in an email to Knopp, the state made it clear that the city is ineligible for grants or loans until it complies with the terms of the 2005 funding. The email states the State Water Control Board, quote, would not be able to offer the City of Riodel financing of any kind, loan, grant, or a combination thereof, until the city demonstrates that the Water Enterprise Fund is no longer operating at a deficit and the city is meeting its existing debt coverage requirement, end quote. The city is considering a couple of options for the approximately 70% rate increase, with the difference being between a fixed flat rate, no matter the usage, a variable rate based entirely on usage, or a combination of the two. The city appeared to be leaning towards a 70% fixed rate, 30% variable rate combination, but they're still considering the other options. Councilmember Jack Thompson stated he wanted to keep the current tiered system of charging higher rates to customers who use more water. This would be a benefit to those who use only a minimal amount of water, according to Thompson. Richard Culp from the Rural Communities Assistance Corporation, who conducted the rate study under consideration, addressed the tiered system and why it wasn't included in the proposed increase.
There wasn't any arbitrary factors thrown in there like, well, let's double it for if you're using this much, or let's triple it for that. A lot of places have that, but there are recent legal problems with that. And so unless directed by the council to go ahead and test those waters, we did not even propose that with this round. This is straightforward and simple, and it doesn't use any arbitrary elevation of the rate for higher usage. That would certainly impact the heavy users, your business users, if all of a sudden they're paying 1.5 times what we calculate is the cost per gallon. So this was the most straightforward method. This is something that other utilities are looking at in light of the Supreme Court decision that threw out a tiered rate system.
In essence, Proposition 218 made it illegal to charge utility rates higher than the actual cost of providing the service to that specific property. The next regular meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, September 1st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The Council scheduled a rate increase study session for September 8th at 6 p.m., the location is still to be determined as they hope to find a larger room for the meeting. It is anticipated that the council will vote on the rate increase at the September 15th regular meeting. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.